Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Come on. You honestly, you're going to have to be Clive Palmer or Twiggy Forrest to fill up as of tomorrow. Get to a servo today. If I can tell you anything.
Mm. I love how people get so wound up about petrol.
It's going to be like 5 cents difference.
Get to a servo today and fill up, because otherwise you will be calling RACQ and you'll be towed.
Yep.
Because fuel, it's going up.
Go. How much? Wait, drum roll, Ben.
No. Listen to him. No,
come on.
This is breaking records.
How much?
Never, ever, ever in the history of Queensland have we paid over $1.80 for fuel.
Oh, my God.
$1.80.
Oh, this, no.
In Brisbane, right now, it's $1.83. No, thanks. I'd rather fill up for $1.95 than that.
Huh? Really?
He said, slap me stupid. I went, no.
Oh.
So there we are. Please, the cheap fuel is disappearing. This is a new record, and it's gouging everything. Gouging your wallet out, gouging everything.
Are we running out? We're not running out, are we?
No.
Oh, I don't know. Do you want to make something up?
No.
I always do.
I'm not
We're
making
running
anything
out.
Up.
Oh, Singapore stocks are low. No. Oh, there was an oil spill.
It's the price of oil is expensive.
Yeah. Okay.
The watchdog got neutered. Understand.
The watchdog got neutered.
That's what happened.
Fill up.
Over $1.80.
Yeah, quick, come fill on.
Like, you always get those warnings like a day before payday. I've got no choice.
Always.
I'm coming on the back of Al Dobie's bike to work tomorrow.
He'll pick you up, don't worry.
See who won't be, though. George Clooney, who's coming to town with his incredible wife, Amal Alamuddin, the international political lawyer.
Yeah. Incredible woman.
Their babies and their doggies are coming, apparently.
Yeah.
Gotta make you happy, Spider.
Oh, yeah, no, they're two children. They got twins. Julia Roberts is coming as well.
Yes.
And she's got twins as well. Both of them have got twins.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Great state.
I don't think they'll be. Normally they stay here at the Oracle. You know, we've had all the Aquaman.
Yes. Yeah.
I think they're going to go more houses.
The
mansions.
McDoan Mansion.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Hinterland.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's where it'll be.
Also, well, we called it about 18 months ago and they finally decided, yep, let's put Jabs at Bunnings where you can get sausages, you can get Jabs, you can get a sausage with onions on the bottom with sauce. Can't go wrong. $2.50 for your sausage, $1.50 for your can of drink and free Jabs.
I've got an idea. I mean, you don't want to stuff the Jabs up, but put in big syringes your tomato sauce and that's how you inject the sausage.
Oh, hey.
Inject your sausage.
That is good
and
stuff.
And yourself.
Yeah, there you go. Well, whichever way, we know one thing, that Bunnings is going to have injecting stations, so it's going to be fantastic. That will get the increased numbers up because at the moment, Queensland are really struggling behind every other state. I couldn't believe it. New South Wales is going to be at 90% in the next couple of weeks, which is remarkable. Victoria only slightly behind them with 70%, nearly 80%. And, we're down in the 50s, maybe even 60s.
You got to think quickly, what aisle are they going to put the Pfizer vaccine in?
15.
Ooh.
What's 15?
Oh, you went with the number.
I have no idea.
Spack filler?
I'll go with fertiliser.
Fertiliser.
Yeah.
And that is what you need to know.